Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Joined by one of the absolute legends of world cricket, playing for the native, the Black Caps, as we like to say in Australia. We are joined by one of the greats of world cricket. He's done it all. He's played at all the franchises. He's won everything. An incredible career. Ross Taylor, thanks for being with Kitch and Neil tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's nice to hear that Australian accent. Oh. I haven't heard it for a while.
We had Trent Bolt on last week, and I said to our production staff, I can't do two Kiwis in a week.
Yeah, so I was the second one. Sorry, you're stuck with me. No, it's good to be back in Dubai. I haven't been here for a while, but I've got the family here. It's a pretty hard place not to enjoy.
A lot of the players, we speak about that, of how great it is that you're not getting on a plane every second day. You get the family settled, and then you can excuse yourself to play a few rounds of golf between the matches.
100%. And my wife would say the same thing. At least I can just unpack my bag. I really haven't unpacked my bag throughout my whole career. 16, 17 years from playing the Black Caps. This is the first time I've ever actually unpacked my suitcase and put all my stuff away.
Are you like a lot of men where they live in the toiletries bag and then when they get home they keep everything in the toiletries bag?
Where am I going? Oh, I've run out of toothpaste. Put a bit more in. And I forgot some shampoo, so I had to go down to the local 7-Eleven and top that up. So it's nice to go out and do some other stuff.
On that topic, you know, Rahul Dravid's wife used to say this, that he doesn't care what you put in the bag. As long as his kit is perfect, his bats are right, his shoes are there, he doesn't really bother about what else goes in the bag. Once on a tour, he didn't even carry even a single shirt.
Well, I mean, the Indian team gets so much gear. He could just wear that. he could wear that out the whole time. It just shows you how focused he was as an individual. I was lucky enough to play with him in a couple of franchises. Right. And I can, he was pretty meticulous in the way he went about his preparation, that is for sure. I didn't see him in his room, but by his kit, he was very smart.
So who packs your bag?
No, I do that myself. I just chuck it in. But everyone's different. Like, some guys are very meticulous, prim and proper, and other ones who are obviously clean at home. My wife, when I get home, says, Ross, this is not a hotel room. I'm not a maid, so then you have to pick up your stuff.
Now, while you're training with the lads, you know, I'm so sure that the role is different. As a player, you prepare, your preparation is completely different. But as someone who's watching over these lads, the preparation is completely different. How does a switch happen?
I think when you're preparing for yourself, you get a bit selfish and you just worry about what you do. You obviously want to help the team and help your individuals out at different times. But when you're batting, you just want to get out there and just do whatever you can to do your routines, trust yourself, go out and play. As a coach, it's the complete opposite. You've got to go out there, you've got to, you know, get to know your players a little bit, know what ticks, and just try and help them out as much as you can. So you've gone from helping yourself to helping others very, very quickly.
But do you get enough time to understand every single player? Because shorter formats, shorter tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, it's very tough. You've got to, I guess, get your experience and your wisdom from your playing days and playing against a lot of these guys. Mm-hmm. I played a lot with them at different franchises, so that experience comes with it. But you just got to pick up and talk to them. It's about having coffees, talking to them on game day, all those little things. And then to trust you as well, that I'm not the coach to come in and tell them what to do straight away, but if I can just, you know, get to know them and the way they're thinking and pass on some, I guess, knowledge that I've accrued over my professional career.
Ross, you're playing for New Zealand for 16, 17 years, an illustrious career, and now you're seeing the birth of another career in Jake Fraser-McGurk. Here he is, you know, he was struggling to get a contract in Australia, had to move to Adelaide, now he's here in Dubai, and in his very first week playing international cricket, he comes out with a performance like he did in the first game against the MI Emirates, and then he gets the phone call that he's being picked for his country. That injection of positivity and seeing a young player having so much success early on, what impact is that having within the culture of the team?
Oh, I mean, he's a confident lad, rooster.
Yeah, confident rooster.
That he comes in. But no, I think it's just the generation. I don't think this is probably just the beginning of a guy who's come through the ranks only watching 2020 cricket the whole time. Like when I started my career, you'd play one game in a series, then it went to 2, 3, 5-match series. You've got a guy who's obviously watched Australia cricket play, Big Bash has come through, and he's probably modelled his game on it. I mean, not only that first game against Mumbai Indians, the first ball against Sam's to put him out of the, you know, 10 rows back. I wouldn't think of doing that after 10 balls, let alone to come and do that first ball. But no, he's going to be a find, I think, not only for this tournament, but for Australian cricket. It's just funny, I'm sure Victoria will want him back. They want him playing for South Australia for too long. But I look forward to seeing how he goes. It was quite nice for him to get his first phone call, you know, for Australian team here. You always remember that first one, and I'm sure him and his family are very proud as well.
Where were you when you got your first call up for New Zealand?
I was at a UB40 concert, and I missed it. So Richard Hadley had to leave a voice message. I didn't even get that phone call. Ring me up, so I finished the concert, and then voice message on my Nokia 3310. No fancy phones.
Yeah, no, you're too busy playing Snake.
Snake 2, and then getting on there. Rang them in the morning and, so not quite the same getting in here in Dubai.
Well, enjoy your time in Dubai. I know you've got the family here and everyone's enjoying it. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.